Hey, let's talk about Mario. He needs a reception. Mario, Mario, Madeline, Medellin, Medellin, 1226, 75, today's 612. Chief complaint number one, right foot swelling. Number two, right there, senor. Right foot swelling. Number two, right leg swelling. Number three, I don't feel good. Number four, tiredness. Number five, fungal infection, both toes. Number six, blood sugar has been out of control. Number seven, patient was on medication for his blood, for his diabetes, but he quit taking all his medication. Next number, history of peripheral vascular disease. Next number, family history of stroke. Next number, last visit in 2020. He had hemoglobin A1C. At that time, he was placed on medication for his diabetes, which he finished and then never returned. Period. Patient had similar cellulitis of the foot at that time. Period. Family history, diabetes, coronary artery disease, no colon cancer, positive stroke. Allergy and medication, has quit taking all his medications, medical problems, hypertension, diabetes. Again, non-compliance, surgery, non-social, he's not married, he's single, he does construction, he operates heavy machinery, he drinks 2 to 3 beers a day, he does smoke. COVID immunizations, up to date, allergy, none, VVF system. His weight's gone down 8 pounds because his blood sugar has been out of control. His blood sugar is 175 now, non-fasting. He also has dizziness. He has palpitations. His previous ultrasound showed a fatty liver, peripheral vascular disease, recurrent fungal infection of his feet. No hematemesis, no hematochezia, history of hyperlipidemia. On exam 216, weight, which has gone down for reasons mentioned above, hyperosmolar state of diabetes, uncontrolled, 96%, 98.4, 16, 69, 155 over 99. Heart positive, small positive to lungs, fewer on abdomen, soft TMs, red portion of pharynx, slightly red neurological, non-focal skin. Shows no rash upper extremity. There's redness, heat, swelling right foot. Rule out DVT. Also, there's definite evidence of toenail and onychomycosis present and tinea of the lower extremity. Assessment, positive pulses. Assessment, number one, diabetes out of control. Number two, non-compliance. Number three, start metformin, 850 BID. Next number, lisinopril, 20 milligram with the next number. Keflex, 500 milligram, 3 times a day for the cellulitis of the foot. Next number, source of foot cellulitis is the tinea, which is in the tinea in the foot that has caused the open wounds between toenails, hence the reason for the onychomycosis, for the cellulitis. Next number, no sign of DVT. Next number is positive PVD. Next number, treat the tinea infection in the foot with nystatin cream. Next number, add Lamisil. Next number, check liver function test. Next number is come back in 3 days. Next number, it's important for him to realize that patients with diabetes and onychomycosis and fungal infection can develop secondary infection and lose their limbs. He understands that to the best of my ability. Next number, BPH. Next number, Next number, see prescriptions written today. Next number is check blood sugar. Next number is get a glucometer. Next number, blood sugar was 175 today, as I mentioned. Next number, I had a heart-to-heart talk regarding the care that he needs to take care of himself. Next number, stop drinking. Next number, stop smoking altogether. Next number, lose weight. Next number, fatty liver noted. Next number, PVD noted. Next number, weight loss related to patient's diabetes. Next number, returning 3 days. Thank you.